The old Mishnah is Kalayim Perek Zayin. Mishnalef Hamavrich es hagefen boritz. If somebody sinks into the ground, the mavrich means you sink into the ground the vine. Im ein ofer agav, if you don't have dirt on top of this vine, shleisha tvochim, three tvochim, is lo yovi zera olehel. You're not allowed to plant another seed, vegetables on top of this vine. In other words, we're talking about now that you have a long vine, and it's away more than six tvochim away from the ikar, from the roots of the vine. And therefore we had before, six tvochim away from the roots, you're allowed to plant another zera, it's not called klai hakerem. However, now this long vine you have, like six tvachim away from its roots, you want to sink in a part of the vine into the ground, like to make it grow up again, like to have a new vine there. So now, if you sunk it into the ground more than three tvachim deep, and then on top of the vine, you're still allowed to plant other zeroyim. Because since it's six tvachim away from the original ikar of the vine, there's no issaklai hakerem. However, if the vine you do not sink into the ground more than three tvachim deep, it's less than three tvachim deep, then on top of the vine you're not allowed to plant other seeds because the seeds will grow straight into the vine. So that's this halacha. Again, that ha-mavruch es ha-gefen boritz, if you want to sink this vine into the ground, it may not for agab, if you don't have dirt on top of it, shleisha tvachim, is lo yovi zero lehil. You're not allowed to bring another seed on top of it. Afilu hivricho b'dalas oy b'silon. Even if you made the havrocha, you like sunk it into a dalas, an old pumpkin, or else oy b'silon into a pipe, still it has the same halacha. It's not deep. Three tvachim, it's also to bring other seeds there. What about hivricho b'sela? Let's say you sunk in this vine into something very hard, like a rock. So then afal pi she'ein. Shein offer agaba ella shleishet's voice, even though on top of it you do not have dirt, three tvachim, but rather it's only three at's voice, still mutalohovi zero oleho. You're allowed to plant other seeds on top of it. And the svar is that since you put this vine into a cell, into a strong rock, so now if you plant on top of it, the rock will stop it, that the seed will not go into the vine. Therefore, there will not be any yisaklai hakerem. Therefore, you're allowed to plant another seed on top. Then the Mishnah says, so akuva shebagefen, if you have a bend, like a bent knee in the vine, in other words, the vine is growing up, and then it bends over, and then it starts to grow up again like a second time, is a moizadin lo elemino ikar hasheni. When you have to go away six tfochim, you do not count from the real roots, but rather from the second bend, from the place where this vine bends over and then starts up again. There we have to be marchik, go away six tfochim, before you can plant other seeds next to it. Your Mishnah Beis, ha-mavrich sholosh gefanim, v'yikrehem nirim, if you like, sink into the ground three different vines, and now the ends of it are nearer. So really each end is nearer separately, so it looks like six gefanim now. So Reb Lezer of Tzedek says, im yesh b'neihem mi'arba amos v'yad shemayna, if there's space in between the two ends of this vine, is between four amos and eight amos, is a reyelum mitzdarfus. Then mitzdarf, it makes it into a kerem, and therefore, like the locher is, you can't plant another seed unless you go away four amos. But v'yim lav, let's say either there's less than four amos, or else more than eight amos, is enem mitzdarfus. Then we do not put them together, therefore it's not called like a kerem, but rather like a separate vine, that you only have to go away six tvachim. Now, what's going to be gefen sheyofsha? You had a gefen that dried up, like all its leaves fell off already, and now it's dried up. The locher is asura, still you're not allowed to plant other seeds next to it, because it looks like klai hakerem, asmarasayin, but v'yena mekadeshes, if you do plant something else there, it does not become osa b'hanor, because really it's not klai hakerem, since the gefen, the vine, dried up already. Rabbi Meir says, Af tzemer gefen osur. Who had in a cotton plant is also with klai hakerem, but v'yena mekadesh, it does not make it become osur. Again, this is only Marasayin, but really it does not become us. If you do this in the vine, it's not called Klai HaKerem. Rabbi Leza Bar Tzadik Oymer Mishmo, he says over the name of Rabbi Meir, that Af Agabi HaGefen Osor V'yeinu Mekadish. That means even if you want to plant on top of the vine, still it doesn't become osur. This is really a case of the beginning of the Mishnah, where we made this har hamavrich, and in case we do not have three tefachim of karker on top, that we said you're not allowed to plant another seed. So he learned this only lechatchila mishum marasayin, you're not allowed to do it. But if b'diavad you would do it, you would put another seed there, it does not become osur. There would not be the sisa of klai hakerim. The Mishnah Gimel. Eilu Oisrin V'loi Mekadishin. Also, these things you're not allowed to plant next to the Kerem. It's also to do it L'Katchila. But if you do it L'loi Mekadishin, it does not make an Issa Klai HaKerem. It does not become Osa Bahano. Now, Moisar Chorben HaKerem. In the case where in the middle of the Kerem, in the middle of a regular vineyard, it was Chorof, some space was Chorof. So we had a Mishnah before that says, Korachas HaKerem, that you're only allowed to plant other seeds there if you have a space of 16 amis by 16 amis in between. That's lechatchila. But let's say you went ahead and planted even though you did not have 16 by 16. So again, it's also to do it. But if you do it, it's loy mekadishin. It does not make an issa klai kerem, since really you're more than 4 amis away from the kerem. What about Moisar Mechil HaKerem? The same halacha we had before by Mechil HaKerem means the end of the Kerem near the gate. Now there we said you have to stay away, you can only plant if there's 12 amas empty there. So let's say you have less than 12 amas and you go and plant something. Again, L'chatchila, it was also. But if you do it, the Mishnah says it does not become an Issa of Klai HaKerem, since really you're more than 4 amas away. And also Moisar Piskei Oris. That's what we had before in the Mishnah before about the vines that are hanging over. Also, there are certain cases where you're not allowed to plant next to it, but that's only also to do it. But if you do it, it does not become us with Klai HaKerem. And Moisar Apif Royos, also we had before, also where you have the vine hanging over and it was a question in Meka Tinuan, you're not allowed to plant underneath it. Again, it's only Lechatchila. But if you do it, it does not become also with the nisr of Klai HaKerem. Avotachas HaGefen. For the case where you plant underneath the vine, where you have a long vine that's moshech and you plant underneath it, or else we avoid this HaGefen, if you plant within 6 tefachim from a gefen, or else the arba amish of a kerem, that you're supposed to go away. If you have a kerem, you have to go move away for amis. If you do not go away for amis, then haray elu mekatches. In these last three cases, here it becomes also with the Issa Klai HaKerem, and it becomes also Bahanor, and what then it's turning straight for you would have to burn it. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Ha-Mesachech es gafnoi al-gabei tfuoso shachaveroi. The person lets his own vines grow over his friend's tfuah, his friend's wheat. So in other words, by you letting your vines grow over his wheat, you are causing it to be Klai HaKerem now. So you are causing his wheat to become Asa Bahanar also. Therefore, the locker is that the Tanakam holds that Hareze Kidesh V'chayir Bachar Yusai, that it becomes the Issa of Klai HaKerem. Your gef and your vines makes your friend's tfuah become Asa Bahanar, and since you ruined it, you're like a mazik, you have to pay him for it. However, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, they both say that Ein Odo Mekadesh Dove Shein Shaloi. No, you have no right to make your friend's tfuah become Asa Bahanar, since you do not own it. So therefore, you cannot make his tfuah Asa with Issa of Klai HaKerem. Yeah, Mishnah Hey. Omer Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says that Maisa B'Echad happened once a story, Shezora Es Karmo Bashvias, that a person once planted some vegetables in his vineyard on Shvias, on Shemitah. Now, Ubo Maisa L'Fnei Rabbi Kiva, they asked the Shal in front of Rabbi Kiva, does the tfuah become Asa Bahanar or not? The Yomran, he said back, Einodo Mekadesh Dove Shene Shaloi, again, that a person has no right to make a tfuah Asa on Shvias. Since on Shvias, on Shemitah, your karka is like Hefka,
The kerem is like hefka, it's like you don't own it. Anybody can come and take it. So since you do not own it, it's not like yours. Therefore, when you grow the zera there, the other vegetables, you cannot make it also. You cannot make an issa klah kerem, since it's like you do not own the kerem.
Yeah, Mishneh Vov, ho'anus. That means, let's say somebody stole, like somebody forced the kark away from the owner. So you have a gazlin that stole somebody's karka. Shezora sakerim. You stole the vineyard, and now the gan of the gazlin went and planted some other vegetables there. And he made it klayakerim. The yotzim lefonov, and then Bezdin takes away the karka from the gazlin, and we find out that he stole it, and we give it back to the original owner. So again, the law for is that does not become with the nis of klayakerim. Since the gazlin that planted the klayakerim, it did not belong to him, so he has no right to make it also for the bailim. However, the law is, koitzroi afilu b'moyed. When the bailim gets back his field, the kerim is muta. But he's supposed to cut off the tefuah of whatever other things that the gazlin grew, he's supposed to cut it down now with name arasayin. Like, people should not think that he's keeping klayim. And afilu b'moyed, you're allowed to do this even during chol moed. Even though usually during Chol HaMoed you're not supposed to work on the karka, but here that it should not look like you're doing an issa klal hakerem, you're allowed to cut off this other tour, these other vegetables that the gazlin grew, you're allowed to cut them off even during Chol HaMoed. Now, ad kama hu noisan lapoilim, until how much do you have to pay the workers? Let's say you can't find workers to cut down this tour that was grown, and you have to pay no extra money like to get them to work. So how much extra money do you have to pay to have a worker come and cut down this other tefuah, that it should not look like klai kerem by you? So atshlish, until a third, you have to spend a third more than usually. Let's say usually a worker charges $10 a day, and you can't find anybody. So you have to spend one third more to try and find workers. Yosa mikan, let's say even for a third more, even for $13, $14, $15, still you can't get a worker to work on the field, to cut off the tefuah. Then the law is kaitza kedarka v'heilach. You have to, that you don't have to hire workers anymore, even though it won't be done so fast, but just you do it whenever you have time, like you have to go and do it now. It's kaitza kedarka v'heilach afilu yachar hamoed, even though it'll take your time to do it to first till after chol hamoed, still you're allowed to do it. Now, me'ei musai hu nikra onus, at what time does the gazlin, like, get a name like the field is his now, and therefore by him there will be an Issof Klai HaKerem? Mishe Yishka, when it's sunk in by him, which means when now we feel the field will stay by the gazlin, it's not going to be taken away anymore, like the original owner's name is forgotten, nobody knows it anymore, and now it will stay by the gazlin, so now it's considered like his field. And therefore, of course, he has no heter to grow klai hakerem. So from now on, if he keeps it there, the klai hakerem, or grows new klai hakerem, it would become asa bahano. Because once it's forgotten the original owner's name of the field, now it's like the gazlin's field, so there will be an issa klai hakerem. Mishneh Zayin. Haruach shelalo es hagafonim al gabi tfuah. If the wind came like and blew the vines over on top of somebody's wheat, on top of somebody's tefuah, so now it looks like klai hakerem. So therefore the law is yigdor miyod. You're supposed to make a geder, make a wall there, build a fence right away, so that it should not look like klai hakerem, as if to say there's the vines on one side and there's the tefuah on the other side. What about an eira oinus? Let's say an oinus happened, something happened that you were not able to build the fence, mutter. Then, of course, the tefuah is still mutter, even though it grows more than 1/200th now, when the gefanim are like lying on top of the tefuah. But since lemaisa, the roots are not mixed together, it's only the long vines that are being thrown over the tefuah, so therefore lemaisa, it's still mutter, there's no issa klai hakerem. V'chein biyorek, the same halach would apply by a vegetable also. If the long vegetable is like growing over the vine, or the vine is growing over the vegetable, is machzir, just like push it back to the other side, v'yeinu makadish, and it does not come with an issa of klai hakerem. Now, me'ei mosai tefuah miskadeshes. When you do have vines growing next to the tefuah, that it should become an issa klai hakerem, how much has to be grown to give it an issa of klai hakerem? So by tefuah, by wheat, mister tashrish, when the shroshim, when the roots start to grow, when the roots start to grow of the wheat in the ground, and it's growing near a kerem, then there is an issa of klai hakerem.
the Anovim, what about when you're growing the vines? If you have a wheat field and now you're growing a vine next to it, when does it make an Issachar Kerem? Mishayosok Kpul Halovin. When it grows out a grape the size of a Kpul Halovin, like a white bean, when the grapes are that big, then it's Chal Issachar Kerem. But if somebody would plant a vine in the middle of a tefua field, and before the vine gives off these, even the smallest amount of grapes, you would pull it off, there would be no Issachar Kerem. Now, tefua sheyov shakotzok, if you have wheat that dried up completely, or else for Yanovim, you have grapes, shebishlo, sheboshlo kotzokon, that's completely ripe already, is ainu miskatzos. Now, if you go and plant something next to it, there will not be an Issachar Kerem. Since this is completely grown already, there's no Issachar Kerem. Klayah Kerem is only when both the grapes and the tfu are growing. B'shas is growing, it can't be grown together. But here it's considered like it's already grown already, therefore there's no Issachar Kerem. Mishneh Ches. Otsutz Nokuf. You have a flower pot. That Nokuf has a hole on the bottom of it, so it gets like its nourishment from the ground. So Mekadesh Bekerem. If you put this otzer, this flower pot, that's that it has vegetables growing in it, you put it down in the middle of a kerem, in the middle of the vineyards, and there is, it's next to the vine that makes an Issachar Kerem, it becomes also, it's Mekadesh, it becomes also a Bahano of the Issachar Kerem. What about Vishen and Nokov? Let's say this flower pot does not have a hole in it, so then Einu Mekadesh. Then what grows does not become also, there's no Issachar Kerem. For Rabbi Shimon says, Zev is the Oisrim below Mekachin. In both cases, whether the flower pot has a hole in it or it doesn't have a hole in it, it's also to put this flower pot in the middle of the kerem. However, it does not become an Issachar Kerem. The tfu and the vines does not become also. Because it's not considered like the Zeruah Boretz, even though it has a hole in the flower pot, but still it's not called grown in the ground, it will not be also with Klal Kerem. And that's the halacha like Rabbi Shimon. Hamavir otzutz nokuf b'kerem. Somebody just travels like or carries over a flower pot that has tfuah wheat growing in it, that has a hole in it, and you carry it through the kerem. Im hoisiv ha-masayim osef, if you take your time, and when it grows there, it grows 1/200 of this wheat. So it's being grown now over the vines, therefore it becomes also, it's also to do it. And also, some learn means the zera, even the quantity sheet, it's only the seeds that become also. But the gefanim do not become also. Since you did not have in mind to leave it on the karka, therefore this chumra would only be upon the zera, what's in the flower pot should become also, but not what's in the fields. The kerem, that does not become also. The perek ches. Mishnah Aleph, Klai HaKerem Asurim Milizroya Umilakayim V'Yasurim Hano. The use of Klai HaKerem, that means you have a kerem, you have your vines growing, that you're not allowed to grow inside either vegetables or else tfua. So it's also both to Zroya, to plant it. You're not allowed to plant the Zroyim with the Geffen together. Umilakayim, if it was grown already, you're not allowed to keep it growing. There's an issa to be mekayim to let it grow, the asurim b'hano, and also there's an issa enjoyment. Klai HaKerem is not only yasa b'achila, but it's also to have any enjoyment from it, but rather you have to burn it. Now, what about klai zroim? That means planting two different types of vegetables one next to another, like we had in the first three prokim. In Eretz Yisrael, the other loch is that asurim milazroya umilakayim. You're not allowed to plant them together. And you're not allowed to keep them planting, keep them growing. However, if somebody did the sisa, planted two zeroyim together, lemaisa what's grown, you're allowed to eat. There's b'chol shechein b'hano, and for sure you're allowed to have enjoyment from it. There's no israchilo on klayei zeroyim. What about klayei begodim? It means like shatnis, to have wool and flax together. Mutorin b'chodov, you're allowed to make it, you're allowed to make shatnis. V'yeinu ma'asurim ele melulvosh, the yisur is only to wear it, but not to make the shatnis. What about klayei behema? Let's say you have klayei behema, opposite animals. Is mutorin legadol l'kayim, you're allowed to raise them and keep them. V'yeinu ma'asurim ele melharbiya. The Yisr, Klai Ibehim, is not allowed to put on one on top of another one, not let them live together. But if they're not being Malarbiya, just to raise them, there's no issa. Taishno klayim behema asurim bezebozer. Klayim, there is an animal of klayim, it's also one with the other. Both malahabia, to let them live together. And what then they're also to do work together. Like the pasuk says, leisachar spishor over chamor yachtov. You can't work together with a shor and a chamor. So the two children of klayim also, since they come from two different minim, it's like a shor and a chamor, that you can't work with them together.
Mishnah Beis, behema in behema. When one type of a behema with another type of a behema, or else for chayim chaya, two different minim of chayis, or else behema im chaya, or else for chayim behema, or else temeya im temeya, also two different type of minim, two different types of behemas temeyas, or else tahora im tahora, a behema that's tor with another type of a min of a behema tahora, or else temeya im tahora, or else tahora im temeya. The halacha is that any one of these two types of animals is asurin lachroish v'limshoich v'lahanig. Like we said before, there's this issa of loisachroish b'shor v'chamor yachtov sinala radu charisha with any one of these two animals together, rose v'limshoich, let them pull together a wagon, rose lahanig, to lead them when they're tied together. Even without a wagon or without weight on top of them, you're not allowed to lead them together. Now, Mishnah Gimel, Ha-manig, somebody that does lead together the shor and the chamor together, he leads together klai behemo. The loch reseifik esaboyim, he gets malchus for this. He's over the level le sachros b'shor v'chamor yachtov. It's a lav sheyesh pri ma'isa. Therefore, he gets malchus. For ha'yoshiv ba'koroin, somebody that sits on this wagon that's being driven by klayim, is sefik esaboyim, he also gets malchus. Since his sitting on the wagon is what's causing the animal to move, he's also over these two animals together, he's also over this lav of le'sachros b'shor v'chamor yachtov. Rabbi Meir, Peter Meir says, no, you potter, the person that's sitting on the wagon, from Malchus, because he holds, as he's sitting there, it's not making it move. Fi hashlishis shikshura lortzuos asur. In other words, let's say you have two horses pulling the wagon. So that's really mutter. Two horses is okay. But then you have a third one, you have a chamor tied onto one of the susim. So therefore, even though mainly the two horses pull the wagon, but since you have a third animal tied on, that makes it an issa of klayim, of bimanik b'klayim, and therefore you get malchus. It's asur to do this. Mishnah Dalet. Ein koishrin es hasus, you're not allowed to tie your horse on, loyle tzide hakoron, not to the sides of the wagon, for loyle achar hakoron, and not to the back of the wagon. And let's say you have other type of animals, you have a chamor moving this wagon, so you're not allowed to tie your horse on the side or the back, because it also could make the wagon move. So again, the binis of loisachros b'shor v'chamor yachtov. Now, v'lo yesa luvdikin lagmalim. You can't tie on this luvdikin, that's a white chamor, that grows, it's big and strong. So the chiddush is, even though it looks like a camel, still it's called klayim with the camel, that would have the sis l'sachos b'shor v'chamor yachtov. Rabbi Yehudu Amar Yehudi says, kol ha'nolodim min asus, all the animals that are born from a sus. In other words, you go after the mother. If the mother is a horse, afo pi shavi and chamor, even though the father was a chamor, still mutorim zeem ze. Still there's no issa klayim over here. Rabbi Yehudi says, you don't go after the father, you only go after the mother. So since the mother, both cases, was a horse, therefore the kids are also called a horse, so a horse with a horse is mutter. V'chein ha'nolodim in ha'chamor, the same thing if the mother is a chamor, afo pi shavi and sus, even though the father is a sus, but since both the mothers is a chamor, the kids are also called like chamorim, and therefore you're allowed to work with them together. Is mutarim ze and ze. Avol ha'nolodim in ha'susim and ha'nolodim in ha'chamor, is asurim ze and ze. But a kid that's born from a horse, with a kid that's born from a chamor or a donkey, that's also,
because that would be nisa klayim by behema. Mishnehei, ha prutiyos asuros. That means mules are also one with the other. We have a mule, which means you're not sure if they were born from a horse or from a donkey. The locher is the asuros, because we don't know. Maybe one has a locher like a sus, and one has a locher like a chamor. For haramoch muter, haramoch, that's a parrot. That means we know for sure the mother is a horse. So then the locher is muter with another one, because since we know the mothers are horses, the kids are also considered like a horse. There's no isaklayim here. V'yadim ehasoda. Some people say that means wild people. If chaya, they have a locher like a chaya. They have the same halacha like a chaya. Rabbi Yossi says, "Mitama is b'yel ki odim." They have tumas and odor on oil, just like a person. If a person is meis b'yel, is mitama the whole oil. Ha'kupod v'chudas hasnoyim chaya. These type of animals have a halacha of a chaya. What about chudas hasnoyim? That's this type of a chuda. Is Rabbi Yossi says that Beishami says Mitame Kazayis Bamasa. If you carry Kazayis of it, you become Tomei. V'chadosha b'maga. But if you touch it, it's even Mitame with the size of a chadosha, of a lentil. In other words, this type of a weasel, we have a suffix whether it's a sheretz or whether it's a chaya. Therefore, we go to Chumra both ways. The din of a sheretz is Mitame b'chadosha, even the size of a chadosh of a lentil, and we umachros a metame kezayis b'masa like a chaya. Mishnevov, shor bor, that means a wild ox, min behema, has the same halacha like a behema, and there's no isaklayim to work with a wild shor and with a regular shor. Rabbi Yossi says no, min chaya has a halacha like a chaya. And therefore there would be an Isser Klayim with a regular normal ox. Now, Kelev, what's the loch of a dog? Min Chaya has loch like a Chaya. So therefore it's also with a Behema. Or else has a loch if somebody sells all his Chayas to somebody else, so he sells his Kelev also. Rabbi Meir says no, a Kelev is called Min Behema. So therefore if you sell all your Chayas, you do not mean to include a Behema. Chazir, what's the loch of a pig? Min behemah has a loch like a behemah. Orod, that's a wild donkey, is min chay, it has a loch like a chaya. Ha'pil v'yakoif, an elephant and a monkey, min chay, it has a loch like a chaya. Then the Mishnah ends off, that's v'odom, mutter, and kulam. A person is allowed to work with any one of these. Lim shoich v'lachor shalahanik. He could either lead it, or else plow with it, or else push it. There's no isaklayim of an animal with a man. It's only a different type of behemoth that you have an isaklayim, but not with a man. But the pasuk says, b'shor over chamor yachtov. There's only an isa of two different animals, but not with an adam. An adam is muta with all of them. Yeah, perek tes. The Mishnah says, ein osa mishum klayim. There's no risk of klayim, klayi begodim, means of shatnes, elat samar pishtim, only if the material of the cloth is made from wool and flax together. And the pasuk says, by silba shatnes, samar pishtim yachtov. V'yeinoi mitama benegoyim, who had been, when does a beged have tumas negoyim, if a neg of a plague comes upon a beged, elat samar pishtim, only if the material of the cloth is made from either wool or flax or mixed together, then you have the tumas negoyim. Ein hakahanim loiv shim leshamesh v'beis hamigdash. All the clothing that the kahanim wear in the beis hamigdash, elat samar pishtim. It's all made either from wool or from flax, from no other material. All the big dekuna is made either from tzemer or from pishtim. Tzemer gemalim. Now, if you have wool from a camel, that does not have a loch of tzemer. That is no isaklayim. But v'tzemer rechelim, you have wool of a sheep, and shetor from zeh b'zeh, that's mixed up together. So there's wool that's osur and wool that's not osur. In other words, the tzemer rechelim, that's the pshan, the term when it says tzemer pishtim. You can't have wool of a sheep
with flax. So here you have wool of a sheep and wool of a camel mixed together. So it depends, the Mishnah says. Im roiv min hagamalim, if most of this wool is from the camel's mutter, then like this little bit wool from the sheep, his bottle is mixed up with the gamalim, it's considered like it's not there, and therefore you're allowed to mix this wool with flax. But v'im roiv min harachelim, let's say most of this wool is from the sheep wool, then also. Then other rabbi, the opposite way, the camel wool is bottled to the rechelim, and it's all also with an isav klayim. What about mechzol, mechzol also? Let's say it's half and half, 50% of this wool is from camel, and 50% is from the sheep, also it's also. It's also to put this material into flax. In other words, the svar is that since the wool of the sheep is not a bottle in the wool of the camel, because you don't have more wool of the camel here, so it's still considered like you have wool of the sheep, and therefore when you put it into flax now, you'll have an isra of klayim. Then the Mishnah says, V'chein ha-pishton v'ha-kanvus, the same thing, flax, and another type of a growth called kanvus, that maybe looks like pishton, but does not have the loch of pishton. So the same thing, shetorf and zebze, if these two materials like got mixed, the two fibers got mixed up together, so the same thing, if the majority of it is pishton, it would be an isaklayim. If the majority of it is canvas, then there's no isaklayim. And if it's machza machza, the same svara, still considered like you have pishton here, and therefore would be also to mix it into wool, there would be an isa of klayim if in such a case. All right, a turnover. Your Mishnah base, Hashiroyim, that's a type of a smooth silk. V'hakoloch, another type of a silk, looks like gold, they say, is Ein Bohem Mishum Klayim. This material of silk does not have an Issa Klayim. It could be mixed both with flax or else it could be mixed with wool. Avol Asur Mifnei Marasayim. But Midrabonim, though it's Asur, you're not allowed to sew Shirayim silk, not with Tzemer and not with Pishtin. Because midrabbanan it looks like klayim, therefore it's midrabbanan. It's also to put this material of silk with either wool or with flax. However, it is brought down that this is only negayim as man hamishna, which they didn't have too much silk then. So then it was a marasayin. But the zman is there now that we know the difference between silk. Everybody knows it does not look like klayim. There would not be a marasayin. Then the Mishnah says, Hakorim v'haksosois ein behem mishum klayim. That means a mattress or a pillow does not have an issa of klayim. Even though it's made from wool and flax, there's no issa klayim, you're allowed to sit on top of it. Because the Torah said it's only yasa derech levish, it's only yasa to wear it. But not. Or else the Torah says, ubeged klayim shatnis lo yalo lecho. You're not allowed to put it on top of you. But to put it underneath you, that you're allowed to. You're allowed to put the klayim in your mattress or in your pillow. Again, what the Mishnah says, ubavad, but providing, shaloi yehei besoroi negei abhem, it has to be that your flesh, your body, does not touch common contact with the actual mattress. You're not touching the actual mattress, or you're not touching the actual pillow. But there's a sheet or something in between you. But if your body touches it, that also would be yasa. Then the Mishnah says, Ein arai leklayim. There's no ptur if you just wear klayim like temporary for a short time. No matter how short you're putting the klayim on, if you have a beged made from shatnes and semer, it's also to put it on. There's no heter of ein arai leklayim. There's no heter of arai leklayim. Now, v'lo yilbash klayim afilu agabi yasara. You're not allowed to wear a beged of klayim, even though you're putting it on top of 10 clothing that you're wearing already. Still, you're not allowed to put it on top of this. Because even though you're not having hanor enjoyment from it, but since you're doing a mais levish, it's also. And afilu lignei v'samechas, even the purpose you're doing it now is to, like, take it away from the tax collector. You shouldn't see it. So you don't have intention, you don't have kavanah to wear it. Still, the mais, since you're doing a mais levish, still it's also. So Mishnah Gimel. Mitvechos hayadayim. Let's say hand towels. If you have hand towels, or else mitvechos hasvarim,
or else the Svar Masefer Torah that you have wrapped around the mantle you have around the Sefer Torah, or else Mitvuches HaSvog.
That's like a towel that you use to wash yourself, to wipe yourself after you washed yourself. Or is Ein Behemishum Klayim? These things, there's no Shash Klayim. You're allowed to use them even though it has Nisa Klayim. It's not called like a Levish. You're not warming yourself with them. Rabbi Eliezer, Oyser Blazer says, no, it's Asa. You can't use these towels because still it's called you're having enjoyment from it. Maybe the material will get wrapped around you and it's called you're having enjoyment from the Klayim. Or mitvachos hasaporim. What about the apron, let's say, that a barber uses to put around the person? That's asuras mishum klayim. If it's made from klayim, that's also even according to the Tanna Kamma. Because this type of an apron, like you're putting around your body on you, that's like a derech levisha. This is also to use if it's made from klayim.
Mishneh Dalet. Tachrichei hames. The clothing you put on a mace, there's no issa klayim. Because when a person is mace, he's potem in a mitzvah. Oh, mardas shel chamor, or the saddle you put on top of a chamor, is ein behem mishum klayim. There's no issa klayim. Since it's underneath you and it's made from hard material, not having enjoyment from it, there's no issa klayim. However, lo yiten hamardas al ksefei, but you're not allowed to put this saddle on top of your shoulder. That's called on top of you already. And afilu lo hitzi oleha zevel, even though your intention is to carry out the manure on top of it, to carry out the zevel on top of it, but still the pasuk says, "Ubeged klayim lo yalo lecho." You're not allowed to put klayim on top of you. This is called you're putting klayim on top of you. Then Mishneh Hey, moichrek sus, people that sell suits. If you sell clothing, so moichrek kedark, when you're allowed to sell them normally, it means you're allowed to wear these suits even though they have klayim, since you don't have intentions of having enjoyment by wearing it. You're only wearing the suits to show off to people how it looks. So it seems like a zovah sheinu miskaven, it's muta. But ubavach lo yischavnu becham b'fnei hachama. It has to be that you do not have intentions of saving yourself, of warming yourself. It can't like protect you from the sun in front of the sun. Or b'hageshamim b'fnei hageshamim. If it's raining outside, you can't go out with these clothing because then they're protecting you from the rain. But the atznuyim, the people that are medaktik and machmir upon themselves, they're very strict upon themselves, mavshilin b'makil. They do not put these suits on top of them, even just to show off how it looks, but rather they'll just throw it on top of a stick and try and show how it looks on top of a stick, but not put it on top of them. Because since l'maisa, to put the klayim on you, they will not put klayim upon you, just rather on top of a stick.
Mishneh Vov. Toifrei kisus toifren kedarkoi.
It means tailors that, let's say, sew clothing that has klayim inside it. They're not going to wear it, but they're just sewing it. So the locher is toifren kedarkoi. They're allowed to sew this clothing normally, even though the clothing, like, is lying on top of the lap, is on the lap. Still, it's okay. That's not a nisa klayim. But a bovad providing shle yischavnu b'chamo v'nei achamo, they should not have intentions like to make them warm or to protect them from the sun. And they should not have intentions that it should save them from the rain in the rainy season. The atznuyim, again, the people that are machmir upon themselves, toifrim barat, when they go to sew clothing, let's say for the goyim, if they're sewing klaying for them, so the locher is, so therefore they don't sew it when it's on their lap. But rather, they'll make sure it's lying on the ground, and there they'll sew it. Not to come, maybe to not have any type of enjoyment from the klayim. But that to make klayim, it's muta. The issa klayim, like we had before, is only yasa to wear it. Then Mishneh Zayin. Ha birsin. These are different types of wool. Here's a wool, a woolen beged that comes from a place that they call it birsin. The ha bardisin. Also, type of a covering made out of a thin type of wool. This is also, that's a type of a beged also made from wool that comes from this type of a city, or minalois hapinoin, or else shoes that are made from the pselus of tsema, the bad part of the wool. But kitzi, these are all type of woolen clothing, is la yilbash bematche yivdik. You're not supposed to wear them until you check them out. Make sure there's no pishtun, there's no flax mixed into them. Rabbi Yossi says, Haboyim michoif hayoim. These woolen clothing that come from the choif hayoim, from the seashore,
or else from the cities, other cities on the other side of the ocean, is Einam Tzrichem Bedik. You do not have to be Bedik, you don't have to check out to make sure there's no flax mixed into these woolen clothing. Mipnei Sheches Koson Bekanvus. Because as a chazaka, the most probably they use canvas there. They do not use flax, but they use canvas. And like we had before, canvas does not have the Yisaklayim. O Minol Shel Zered Ein Boy Mishum Kloyim. There's also a type of a shoe that's made from wool, so we're not afraid to say that maybe they sewed it with type of pishtun. We're not afraid they put some pishtun in this. That's why it says Ein Boy Mishum Kloyim. We say it's only made out of wool and no pishtun mixed into it. Mishneches Ein Osa Mishum Kloyim. We only have the Issa Midiraisa of wearing Kloyim. El Tovoy V'yored. Only if it was spun and it was woven. In other words, the wool and the pishtun had to be spun and woven together. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Lois Silbois Shatnish. And now that I wear Shatnish. And we dash, that means Shua Tovi Venus. Therefore, we dash in like Dovi Shua. It has to be something that Shua that was combed, Tovi that was spun, Venus, and means Oreg woven together. Midiraisa, you only have an Issa Klayim if the flax and the wool was like spun and woven together. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozuem, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozuem says, somebody like that wears Klayim, it's called like Nolos or Melez Hu Es Oviv Shebashamayim Olov. He's like throwing away a Kodesh Baruch Hu from him. By wearing Klayim, doing something wrong, you're like Bima Akim, you're like throwing away a Kodesh Baruch Hu from you.
Now in the Pshat in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that Midiraisa, it's only Yosef, you have Shatnes, which is Dovishu, Shua Tovi Venuz, which means it has to be combed out and spun and then woven. So really it's a machlokes we're showing them. That the Ben Otam Tosfos says it's enough to do each one separately. You have to take the strings of the wool and it has to be combed out, spun and then woven. And the same thing on Veros Venuz. Nus some say means twirled around. You take a few strings together and you twirl them around, make it a little bit stronger. And then you have to weave it together. That will be an issa of klayim. If you take strings of flax and strings of wool that were separately combed out and spun and then twirled together, that would be an issa klayim. However, Rashi Shita is that it has to be done together. That the shua tovi venus has to be done together with the tzemer pishtun. It means you have to have a bunch of flax and raw wool together, and then you have to comb them out together, and you have to spin them together, and then you have to twirl them also together. That's the way Rashi Shita, that's the Yisaklayim Midiraisa. Your Mishnah test. Levodim is Asurin Mifnei Shehem Shuin. Levodim, that's like material made out of wool, the hard material, and you have sometimes some flax or in it also, and with Yeshua Tovi Venus also. So therefore, they are Surim of Neishim Shuim, because they were combed out together, therefore there is an Issa Klayim here. What about Piv Shel Tzemer B'Shel Pishtin? Also, let's say you have a beggar made out of Pishtin, and on the bottom of it, the Piv here means, that's like the hem, is made out of wool. So you also have an Issa Klayim over here. And the reason is why, Mifnei Shem Chozrim B'Yorik, because it goes back when you weave it together. Even though it's not really stuck in, stitched in together, however, when you weave it, it's woven together, therefore that makes it also, some learned it's only Yosem Shemaris Ayin, it looks like it's woven together. Rabbi Yossi says, Mishichos Shel Agomon Asuras, if you have pieces or strings of wool, of purple wool, it's also to mix it up with flax. Mivnei Shu Moilil Ad Shaloi Kosher. Because sometimes people are moilil means that they sew it on even before they tie it. So it could come out that you're tying together wool and flax together, therefore there would be an issur of klayim. La yikshar seret, you should not tie together seret or shel tzemer b'shel pishtin, like a piece of flax with a piece of a wool. Lachko boyes musnov, to tie around your thighs. Afal pi shehoritzua biemta, even though you have a strap in the middle. Now this last halacha of a seret, that's like you make a strap, you make a belt. So now let a tie seret like a piece, a small piece of tzemer with a piece of flax.
even though lachabayas a muslim, you want to make a belt out of it, and in the middle you have leather. So really, it's like the linen, the pishtin, the flax, is being tied onto the leather, and then on the other side of the leather you have the wool tied onto it. So far there's no isaklayim. But we're afraid the way you're going to use the belt is you're going to tie the two pieces together. So you're going to tie the piece of pishtim with the piece of flax or with the piece of wool together. Therefore, there will be an iser of a klayim. That's the mishtenzof means afal pishur etzua b'emtza. Even though the middle right now you have a piece of leather there, but at the ends, the two ends, the wool and the linen and the wool and the flax is going to be tied together. So that's where you can have your iser of klayim.
Mishnah Yud, oisois ha-garden, a garden, let's say weaver, when he want to make a sign on the beged, let's say he has a beged made out of pishtim, made out of flax, and now he wants to like sew his name on the beged that he should know whose it is. So that's oisois, the sign he sews with wool, or else he has woolen, his name written in wool. Now he wants to sew this wool onto the beged. So that's an isaklayim. That's oisais ha-garden, the weaver himself, rosh v'oisais ha-koifshim, when he give it into the cleaners. He also wants to put a simen on the begodim. Is asuras mishum klayim. If they sew on their wool onto the begets or pishtin, it becomes klayim, it's also to wear it. Now, ha-toikev tkifachas, if somebody makes one stitch, he has two clothing, he has two pieces of material, one made out of wool, one made out of flax, and he's now sewing them together, so he only makes one stitch between the two of them, is ain a chibur, that's not called a chibur, there's no isa klayim, it's not called a chibur, it's not called yachtov, it's not called the chibur attachment, again, the tomb of a tyram, that if one part of the beggar became tomei, the other one is not tomei. And who are then, there's no isa klayim, it's not called pishtim yachtov. Now, if you pull out the one stitch on Shabbos, potter, midiraisi potter, there's no issa kray, there's no issa, you're pulling it apart. What about also shnei rosheho litzad echod? And then chibur, if you like put the needle in twice and the two sides end up on one side, so that's called the good chibur, it's called attachment, therefore it's called like one beg in the gate of your mekabotumma, and also v'yeshpo mishum klayim, you have an issa klayim here. It's called the good chibur, it's called tzemer pishtim yachtov. Somebody pulls this out on Shabbos, Chayef, he's over in Isser of Korea. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Achi Yishalish, he says, no, it's not enough to make two stitches, but you have to make three stitches. With three stitches, that's called a chibur. Now, Hasak, a sack, Vihakupa, basket, Mitztorfim, Laklayim. They're considered together, Tilchas Klayim. In other words, let's say on the sack you have some pishtin, and now on the basket you have some wool. So if you sew the two together, the sack and the kupa together, it's mistarfa, makes an issa klayim. Even though they're two separate kalim, so therefore I would have thought to say even though you sew the two together, it's called like two separate things, it's not called one beged, one klayim. Kamashmullah know that if you sew together the sack and the basket, and each one has flax, and one has lit, and one has wool, mitzvah from the klayim, you would have an issa klayim. All right, slika masechta klayim. We'll stop here for masechta klayim.